And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A very few moments ago, Larry Noble asked Mary for the key to their safe deposit box, since he was on his way to the Long Island village of Rosehaven, close to their home. It was a simple request, but its effect on Mary has been tremendous. Now, as she hesitates, not knowing what to answer, we hear...
What's the matter, honey? Don't you know where the key is?
I was just trying to think, Larry. Didn't you have it last?
I did not. Last time I had any reason to use it, I went to the bank to get securities for the deal Rupert Barlow promised to cut me into, so that I could make enough money to send you and Larry Jr. to Bermuda.
Yes, I know, darling.
I had no way of knowing at that time that our generous financial backer of my present play was just leading me on to trouble.
Larry, I don't think that's fair. Rupert Barlow wouldn't do that.
Well, it's not exactly the point right now. I'm just trying to show you that I wasn't the last one to use the safe deposit key. After that unfortunate time, I put the key back in the little drawer where we've always kept it.
And it isn't there now?
No, it isn't there now. I looked. What's more, you must have had the key after that because you found that those papers were missing. And if you care to recall, you created quite a stormy scene about it.
I didn't do anything of the kind. I only asked you what had become of them. Because I didn't want to be the cause of getting you into debt.
Well, it's a little late to worry about that now. I don't intend to go begging to Rupert Barlow in order to get those papers back. As long as he claims it's going to take a lot longer for this deal to be consummated, then I'll just string along. He's not going to crowd me into a corner.
I know for a fact that he wouldn't dream of doing such a thing.
Oh? How do you know?
Because he told me so.
I see. And you'd take his word over mine?
Larry, of course not. I only meant...
Look, honey, this isn't getting us anywhere. If you know where the key to our safe deposit box is, then tell me, will you please? Or if you've lost it, then I'll make a report to the bank.
I haven't lost it, Larry.
Fine. And if you don't mind,
Larry,
please just...
couldn't you give me whatever you want to put in the box, and I'll go to the village sometime this afternoon.
Well, what's the sense in that, since I'm on my way right now to drive Claudia Vincent down? I don't suppose we'll be gone long, but we might. And then the bank would be closed,
I don't see why Claudia insists on going to the village for something to eat. I have plenty of things in the house. Besides...
Now, don't be so touchy, sweetheart. Claudia's only trying to be helpful.
Hmm.
She is. She's nervous today. And that's only natural with her first role on Broadway staring her in the face. I don't see why you can't be glad for her. It isn't like you to be like this, Mary.
Should I be glad that you've created a public scandal by being taken in by Claudia Vincent's ridiculous play for your sympathy?
I don't think this is exactly the time to talk about creating a scandal, nor even that you're the one who ought to bring up the subject in view of past performance.
That's a beastly thing to say, Larry Noble. You know perfectly well that there never was any basis for the talk about Rupert and me.
And there certainly isn't any for this nonsense about Claudia and me, either. I'm only trying to get her a break. She's a lot of talent, and she deserves to get this break. I wouldn't have lifted a finger if I'd thought she couldn't improve on Sheila's performance in the play.
I'd be very much surprised if she comes anywhere near your optimistic idea of her talent.
It happens that Harold Ramsey, a very famous Broadway producer, as you must admit, is the one who has signed Claudia up. Ramsey isn't in the habit of doing anything to hurt one of his plays. Even if your opinion of my judgment is so low. And besides, as I said before, this isn't getting us anywhere. I asked you a very simple question. Will you please let me have our safe deposit box key?
I'll look through the desk and see if I can find it. Just a minute. Well, you'd better go, Larry. Claudia seems to be getting impatient.
And I don't wonder. She's probably starved. It's hot out there. Have you found the key yet?
No, I must have put it in another drawer.
Well, please try to remember, will you? Just because we have nothing of value in the box anymore, except a few bonds, there's no reason to throw away the key.
I didn't throw away the key. You know perfectly well I wouldn't do such a thing. Here it is now, since you're so determined.
Oh, thanks. I'd better hurry before Claudia has a fit.
Mary's irritation over her unwelcome house guest's behavior has, for the moment, caused her to forget the fact that when Larry opens up the safe deposit box, he's going to have the surprise of his life. But less than an hour later, when the Noble's good friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, returns to the house, she finds Mary sitting by herself in the living room, deep in thought, and we hear...
Oh, for goodness sake, Mary, you startled me nearly out of my wits. What in the world are you sitting here in this corner for and all by yourself?
Hello, Maud.
Well, is something wrong, dear? Aren't you feeling well?
I'm all right.
Well, I can see that you're not all right at all. Why didn't you tell me before? Well, I wouldn't have left you. It wasn't necessary at all. I could just as easily stayed here and taken some of the work over. I know how much more there is to do these days, with everyone getting up at different times and all.
Well, there isn't anything the matter, Maud. There certainly isn't any reason for you to think that you shouldn't go about as you please. When I think of all the times you've run this house, and you've looked after Larry Jr., so that Larry and I could go to Florida, for instance. Well, it's just not right.
Now, what's the matter with you today, Mary? Why does this subject come up all of a sudden? You know that I've loved every minute of the time I've been here. And you know that I shall hate to leave when rehearsals start for my play. So I'm sure that's not what's on your mind.
No. You're so right, Maud.
All right, then. Now, you just let me sit down and relax. There. Now, you tell me what's the matter.
It's going to be a mess, Maud.
What is?
Everything. I tried to talk him out of it, but I just couldn't. Of course, there wasn't any plausible reason I could give.
Wait a minute, Mary. Now, why don't you begin at the beginning? You know, I'm completely at sea.
Larry took Claudia Vincent to the village.
Well, there have been worse things than that in this world.
I don't care about that, at least not too much. Although, just between us, I could absolutely strangle Claudia with my bare hands.
Oh, don't be too sure of that, Mary. I have an idea. Claudia Vincent is very durable and far tougher than she appears. She must be, since she's evidently lived by her wits most of her life.
I say she seems to be doing very well at it. Larry can hardly let her out of his sight.
That's why you must be very careful with him, Mary. Nothing in this world would please Claudia more than to have you and Larry quarrel. How quickly she'd step in and sympathize with him. You've just got to see that she doesn't have the chance.
I can't, Maud. Not now, anyway.
Why not?
She'll be with Larry all the time. She'll be in the play, 8 performances a week. She'll manage to get him to spend a lot more time in New York. That we'll hardly see him at all anymore. And Claudia opens in Sheila's car.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mary. Right now, of course, Claudia thinks she's won a major victory.
And so do I.
Well, this is the time when you have to be very careful, very tactful. I know it's hard to sit back and wait, but it's the only thing to do now. Because I have an idea Larry will soon be fed up with Claudia when she's around all the time. There'll be no possible reason for her to stay on here after she starts getting her money for being in the play. And I'll bet anything that Larry will be only too glad to be rid of her when the curtain comes down every night.
Certainly doesn't act like it right now, the way he runs after her. He jumps to do everything she asks.
Well, part of that's your fault, my dear.
How can you say that?
You've been so very blunt about showing your antagonism, Mary. That kind of thing always brings out a man's defenses. Larry is practically forced to justify his impulse in asking Claudia to visit here in your home.
I never will understand how he could have done such a thing.
Well, I think it's quite simple. He did it in a moment of jealousy, of pique. Now, you know how he feels about Rupert Barlow and his attentions to you. This was a perfect chance to get back at him, and he took it.
What, I think it was utterly absurd.
Well, I agree, Mary. And I don't think Larry is actually any too comfortable about it all. But he stuck with his own invitation. That's why he's done everything he could to get Claudia into his play. To prove that he was right in thinking she has talent.
Well, that seems pretty far-fetched to me, Maud. If you're trying to console me by saying that Larry isn't interested in Claudia, you may as well save your breath. I think he's absolutely fascinated by her.
I don't believe it. And even if it were true, it wouldn't help to play into Claudia's hands. She'll be leaving here soon now, and then your troubles will all be over.
That's all you know about it, Maud. You just don't realize what's going to happen when Larry goes to the bank.
Goes to the bank?
Yes. He took the key to the safe deposit box, and he's going to open it. When he does, he'll see the deed to the house and his insurance papers. And then I'll have to tell him that I went to Rupert Barlow and asked him to give them back to me.
Maud Marlowe raises her eyebrows in a questioning look as Mary continues to worry over the repercussions of her secret business negotiation with Rupert. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.